on information, so they were kind of the reporter.
Meadowlark is a talkative bird. You can often see them singing from the top of fence posts or trees. In this story, Meadowlark warns Coyote about a monster.
The monster was eating up all the animals in Kamiyai. And Coyote was our superhero, too. And this was before people, so he went there. He developed this plan to kill the monster, and he did. And from the monster was created the Nez Perce people, the Nimiipuu. And you can still see the heart of the monster in Kamiyai.
The heart of the monster is a small rocky butte in what is today designated as a national park site in the Kamiyai Valley of north central Idaho. Meadowlark continues to sing there today. For Bird Note, I'm Monica Goki.
My name's Eric Swanson, and I'm a dad of two young girls. It was a game changer when we learned that $10 a day childcare was being offered to both our kids. And we want all BC families to have this option. To get there, BC has to do three key things. Pay fair and consistent wages for all childcare educators. Transition all existing programs to $10 a day. And plan childcare expansion more like we do schools and hospitals. BC's on the right track, but we need to go faster. Go to 10aday.ca to learn more.
You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
Peter Jones, and you are indeed listening to Tell Us a Tale. We are cutting our theme song a little short this week, so I can share one of my favorite Maurice Sendak stories with you. It's his version of Peter and the Wolf called Pincus and the Pig, with music from the Shearham Klezmer Orchestra.
Each character from Pincus and the Pig is depicted by a particular instrument from the band. Pincus is depicted by the clarinet. The bird by the piano. The duck by the trombone. The cat by the banjo. The grandfather by the tuba. The pig by the trombone and the tuba playing together. The hunter's shots are depicted by the drum. So listen, Daleks, and enjoy. Did you hear of Boychik Pincus? How he opened wide the gate and hippity hopped over the sweet, warm meadow. The branch of a big old tree, a little birdie sat kvetching away. Oy vey, oy Gott in Himmel, the gate is open. Is Pincus looking to get killed again? Surely Chaza, a devil pig, and his gang of schmutzige vile schwine will patch poor Pincus into chopped liver. Big, plump, cranky duck, as he waddled through the gate. A cry baby buddy is no better than a dumb bunny. I am going for a swim in the meadow pond. Furiously, the little boydie nosedived and ruffled up the duck's fine feathers. What kind of dizzy duck are you? Hello! Leaving the gate open. You looking to die too? The duck hissed, whatever, loser. And birdie screeched, you should only sink to the bottom like a stone. While duck hollowed back, look who's talking. The flying klutz. Thank you. Lloydy.
Happy man. I love the show.
Suddenly, Pincus spied a cat crawling flat through the grass. The cat pawed. That's our bald Lloydy is so busy arguing, he'll never know what hit him. Me. Just a quick grab. She flattened herself to a shadow, her velvet claws twitching. Gott in Himmel, cried Pincus, look out. And the buddy squawked, give out, and flew frantically up into the old tree. While the dog splashed in the pond, quacking crazily at the cat. Around the base of the tree, thinking, not worth climbing high for that silly boy. He'll only fly. Besides, probably he'll give me a belly ache. Pinky's grandfather Zeta came out angrily, shaking his walking stick at Pinky's schlummeel. Are you looking for that schlub, Chaza, to come and clobber you again? Pincus was not afraid of a dumb Chaza. But he wisely took Zeta's hand and let himself be schlepped home, making sure to lock the gate after them. No sooner had they disappeared inside than a giant Chaza pig, fat, bristly, and altogether disgusting, jumped out of the forest. Fair. He smelled bad, too. ¶¶ The cat scooted up the tree. The frightened, frazzled dark puddle jumped right out of the pond. Hard Schlamazel Dog waddled away. She could not escape the sweaty Chaza, who caught up and swallowed her in one verstunkene gulp. So now, this is how things stood. The cat pressed tight on one branch. The body shivering on another. Repulsive Parker rattling and shaking the tree with all his might. Pincus, remembering the terrible beating he took from this monster pig, standing bravely behind the locked gate, watching everything. He ran home, found a strong rope, and climbed up the high stone wall. But at the branches of the old tree stretched out over the wall, the Chaza stomped and hacked the poor trunk. Grabbing hold of the branch, Pincus climbed onto the tree and whispered to the bird, "Fly down and tease the pig by circling his head. Take care that he doesn't eat you up." The little birdie babbled, "Are you me sugar? Risk my life for what?" "Hush, no dick," grumbled Pincus, staring hard at the bird until he sighed and did as he was told. Thank you. Birdie buzzed Hazza's head with the wings while the pig charged this way and that. Mr. Pig squealed with rage. How he wanted to catch that annoying bird. But the bird, feeling clever and brave for the first time ever, swooped low over the pink-eyed porker, chirping, "Mazel tov, Bubala!" Meanwhile, Pincus made a lasso and slowly letting it down. Caught Hazza by his tight piggy-wiggy tail and pulled hard. Now, the trapped Hazza panicked and hurled this way on that, desperately trying to free himself. But Pincus tied the other end of the rope to the tree, and the pigs, tossing about, only made the rope around his swollen tail tighten. Suddenly, Cossacks sprang out of the woods, following the stinky pig's trail and shooting at everything. Sitting on the tree, cried out, "Hey, you, Schmendrix, stop shooting everything already. Birdie and I have just caught Hazza, so help us take him to the non-kosher butcher." Imagine the triumphant procession. Pincus leading. We'll be right back. behind him. The trigger-happy Cossacks dragging the screaming, snorting Chazar. Procession, Zayda and the cat. Zayda sadly shook his head. Ah, ah. And if Chazar ate my pinkus, what then, I ask you? So don't ask, please. The cat sneered under his breath. Piping merrily,
Pinkus of me, oh, look what we got.
Who would have believed it could all turn out so well? Why was I scared? If you listen very carefully, you can faintly hear the duck quacking in the pig's belly. Bravo, Pinkus! Because the greedy hog, in his big hurry, had swallowed her alive.